I'm Vicky Marek. The local food report is up now with Elspeth Hay. This time, a romance with quail eggs.
When Laura Gygas was a little girl, her mom used to bring home something special from New York City's Chinatown.
Quail eggs, and we would blow them out and use them as decor. So that's kind of how I got a real affection for quail eggs, but I never ate one.
Fast forward several decades. Laura lives in Wellfleet, and she and her husband Pete are sharing their living room with a newly arrived covey, or small flock, of quail.
The sounds are incredible, and they're always conversing, and you can tell when they're happy, when they're alarmed, when they're angry, like if they can't get in the sandbox when they want to. They're really entertaining. I'll sit there at the sewing machine, and they're behind me, and I just love to listen to them.
Laura's quail are Coturnix japonica, a species native to East Asia that's been domesticated since the 12th century. It's thought Coturnix quail were originally bred as songbirds, but eventually people began to appreciate them for their eggs.
Oh, they laid another one.
Oh, wow, look at the coloring. Yeah. Can you describe it?
This one's very big. It's cream-colored with brown blotches and sometimes dark brown speckles. They're just so adorable.
Like chickens, mature quail lay an egg most days, and the eggs are covered with a protective membrane that keeps them fresh until they're washed or refrigerated. But compared with chickens, both the quail and their eggs are tiny.
They're great. Hard-cooked, you boil them at a medium boil for about 3 minutes, then dunk them in the ice bath. And they're much easier and more reliable to peel than chicken eggs. Because chicken eggs, it's sort of like, you can't get through the membrane. But these guys, these have a more rubbery membrane. So once you pinch through that, the shell just comes off so easily. So that's generally how we like to have them. We just cut them in half and have them on salads. But as you can see, they're the size of grape tomatoes. So really, you could just eat them, just pop them like that.
Do you scramble them, or how many would it take?
Takes a lot.
You're going to need bigger quail.
And they cook very quickly. So you have to be careful that, you know, it's only like a couple seconds before you take them out.
Perfect if you're on the run. Coturnix quail also mature very quickly. When Laura got her birds, they were only 8 weeks old and they were already laying eggs. Chickens take 26 weeks on average. Laura says because of this, some people raise quail as meat birds. But she's more interested in learning to cook with the eggs, which require a little bit of special handling.
These are Japanese quail egg scissors. And the reason you need these is because you can't just crack them against a bowl. So this makes, it's like a guillotine. Oops. You do it really quick. And see, there's no fragments there, and then you just dump them out.
This is how you crack raw quail eggs. But Laura says it's so fussy, they almost always hard-boil them instead. She made a plate of deviled quail eggs for me to try. Delicious, but also incredibly labor-intensive, which is apparently a theme for keeping quail.
They're really fun creatures, but between you and me, they are a lot of maintenance.
Maybe not a forever pet, Laura Gygas admitted, and definitely not for everyone. But for a brief and torrid love affair with quail eggs, totally worth it. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You've got to go look at pictures of Laura's quail and their beautiful eggs, especially the deviled eggs, which are ridiculously small. You'll find them all on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Marek, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.